So let's talk about this year's back-to-school marketplace, which is coming up on, where's the day? I covered the day. August 20th, 1 to 4 p.m. But you have an event happening this weekend, July 20th and 30th, which is an online auction fundraiser to help raise funds to purchase some of the backpacks and things that you need. So let's talk a bit about that, which is happening on Facebook this weekend. How do you get involved with that? And Melanie's going to tell us how to do that. Melanie Linseth, tell us about what kind of things you're going to be auctioning off and how does somebody be a part of that and take advantage of some of these great items you're going to have.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, if you go to our Back to School Marketplace Facebook, we're going to be posting items throughout the weekend. And it begins 9 a.m. on Friday, and the items will close at 9 p.m. on Saturday. And we're going to have a variety of things that items that are donated and services that have been donated by local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the items include a charter boat fishing trip. We have
Ooh.
Quinault salmon fillets that have been donated, 2-hour massage experience, Seahawks tickets, and 2-night stay at Seabrook, as well
wow.
as a variety of smaller items that will be included in there.
Some cool stuff.
Yeah.
yeah.
We're really excited
really
about
cool
the donations
stuff.
This year.
Now, how does somebody bid on these items? Is it like a traditional auction, or you put it up and then you just, can I get 10, get a 20, do one of those things, or is it a little different than that?
The item will be listed. Some of them have beginning bids, and then you just comment below the item
okay.
what you would like your bid to be, and then just watch the item.
So it's kind of like a silent auction on Facebook.
It is. You can see the other person's bid above
yeah.
you, but yes.
You've got so much time. You go, you write your bid, and then you can go back and check it, and somebody's
yes.
outbid you. You can go put another one if you want and just
yes.
keep it going until
yeah,
time
the
is up.
The most current comment should have the highest bid, so just
yeah.
kind of make sure that.
You got to yeah, you got to keep track of those comments.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
yeah.
you do.
Yes, you do. Now, how long is the auction going to go all weekend for all the items, or is there a time limit on the items? How does that work?
Yes, the items will be posted at different times throughout the weekend,
mm-hmm.
but all of them close at 9 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
So the first item will be listed at 9 a.m. on Friday morning,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll continue to add items throughout the weekend.
Until 9 p.m. on Sunday?
The last item will be added at 5 p.m. on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and everything... Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything will close 9 on Saturday.
9 p.m. on Saturday.
Yes.
So make sure you check before 9 p.m. Make sure you got the goodie
yes.
that you want. So that's exciting. Now, where's the Facebook page? What's the name of the Facebook page?
Back to School Marketplace.
All right. Is that pretty simple to find?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll post a link to that, by the way, on our website, too. Make it easy right. for you to find. And donations of auction items and services are also being accepted for this. If you would like to help the cause and help them fund this and have something you'd like to have auctioned off, you can contact Lainey here, or you can contact Melanie.
Yes.
And you can contact them through the Facebook page?
Yes.
Through the Facebook
page, great.
Best way to do it. Okay. Well, hang around for a few minutes. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the actual Back to School Marketplace, which is coming up on the 20th of August. Yes, 1 to 4 p.m. I'm looking around for all my dates and times. They're here. I know they're here.